The suspect in the Philadelphia shooting was apprehended late Wednesday after an hour-long shootout with the police in which six officers were wounded. The suspect, Maurice Hill, has an extensive criminal history, and many Americans, including President Trump, say he should not have been free and able to acquire weapons.
People like that should be locked up. He shouldn't have even been on the streets.
U.S. Attorney William McSwain, appointed by Trump, issued a statement blaming Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner for promoting a culture of disrespect for law enforcement that he claims led to a Wednesday night shooting that left multiple officers injured. Krasner responded that the authorities have acted according to the policies and could not predict what Hill would do.
You know, I don't think it's fair to expect some level of perfect knowledge on the part of police or prosecutors, but it is obvious, looking at the actions taken here, that this was someone who needed to be off the streets, and it is also clear that he had a very lengthy criminal record going back quite some time.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney renewed a call for tougher gun control.
Our officers need help. They need help. They need help with gun control. They need help with keeping these weapons out of these people's hands.
President Trump said he wants guns out of the hands of bad or sick people, but suggested that the lack of mental health care is more to blame for the widespread shooting than availability of weapons.
These people are mentally ill, and we have to study that also. Because, you know, it's them. They pull the trigger. The gun doesn't pull the trigger. They pull the trigger. So we have to look very seriously at mental illness, and we're doing that at a level that hasn't been done before.
Polls show that the majority of Americans want thorough background checks to ensure guns don't get into the hands of criminals or mentally ill people. Many also want the ban on sales of assault-style weapons to civilians. Efforts to pass any gun control laws have been blocked in Congress by lawmakers supported by the country's powerful gun lobby, the NRA. This month's shooting deaths have forced Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to promise a vote on a gun control bill, but not before Congress reconvenes after a summer recess. Critics say he is waiting for the outrage to die down. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.